Richmond baseball here on KASM, brought to you by Dairy Lynn Supply and Sox Center, Shady's Long Shots, Central Minnesota Realty, the Greenwall Pub, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich Sox Center and Long Prairie, Lake Henry Implement, Arosa Lumber, Albany, and Richmond A&W bringing us Richmond baseball, along with the fine folks over at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Brinkie's Liquor, Plannberg's Processing, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Corky's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Columbia Gear, Rambo, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center bringing us baseball tonight, Erkins Water, and Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill. To the bottom of the eighth inning we go. Adam Niebauer in relief of Luke Jokela for the Richmond Royals. Adam came in that fifth inning with runners on base. Able to pitch out of the fifth inning. Has pitched a good sixth, a good seventh, and now gets to go at Hinkley here in the eighth inning with Jared Brennan and Isaiah Brennan, the 8-9 hitters coming to the plate. And then top of the order, Max Sickler. First pitch, a ball, 1-0. Jared Brennan so far today, 0-3. And there's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count.
How big do those last two Rademacher outs look, Randy, keeping it a 3-0 or three-run game?
Yeah, I mean, sixth and seventh inning. Or make it seventh and eighth inning, Richmond leading runners on the bases. There's a pitch, and it's a strike called, and one ball, two strikes.
Loaded in the seventh, second and third in the eighth.
Pitches high, and two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count.
Change the eye level with that heater. Maybe come with the Ephus right here.
Brennan digs in the box. Here's the pitch by Niebauer. That's followed to the backstop. The count stays 2-2.
8-9-1. As it stands, T.J. Johnson would not get a chance should Niebauer retire the Knights in order.
Two balls, two strikes. Niebauer. Brig, curveball, strike three, called. Brennan arguing he does not believe that was a strike. The home plate umpire said that crossed the plate right under the letters, and strike three. There you go, Curb. You got your Ephus.
Got my Ephus. That was a maybe a little later breaking than I was hoping, but ump says it's a strike, and I'm going with strike in my scorebook, and that's all that matters, right?
You are correct. Isaiah Brennan to the plate. Isaiah 0-2 today, a walk. One of his at-bats, fastball by Niebauer. And again, this home plate umpire does not shy away from that high strike. He calls it.
His zone probably starts above the knee and then goes above the belt.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe what you see a little more consistent from knee to belt.
0-1 the count to Brennan. Nybauer's fastball. That rides high in the strike zone, but a swing and a miss by Brennan, and 0-2.
About 1 minute away from the sun being out of my life, Randy, and I'm pretty excited about it.
And Kirby is a sun lover. He does like it on the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That canopy stays down for me.
Yeah. No balls, two strikes. Brennan calls time. And now he'll hop back into the batter's box. One out, no one on. Niebauer's pitch, a little bit high in the count at 1-2. If you're just maybe popping in tonight, maybe you've been out doing things today, joining us, it's 8-5 Richmond here in the bottom of the eighth. Brennan, a fly ball to center field. Carter Thielen's got a beat on it. Carter makes a catch for out number two.
Took care of the bottom of the order in order, Randy. Soft pop up to center. Tip of the cap to Niebauer, huh?
Absolutely.
Been good.
Max Sickler.
Been good for Richmond all three weekends.
Yes, he has. Adam has pitched well. Sickler to the plate. 0-3 today. Walked in his last at bat against Niebauer. Two outs, nobody on. Adam's pitch, that bounces up to the plate. And 0-1. Make it 1-0. One ball, no strikes. One oh the count. Trevor Johnson on deck. And Niebauer's fastball just missing outside. And the count, 1-1, one strike, or make it 2-0. Keep thinking that pitch was a strike. But.
He raised his hand to say it was outside, but coincidentally, it's the same signal he gives for a strike.
There's Neibauer's fastball that catches the outside corner. And 2-1. Again, a little up in the strike zone, but.
This ump interprets the zone up.
Yes, he does. 2-1 the count.
Adapt or die. That's two up.
That's two up. Yep. And 3-1. We see Adam Winkles. He's down by the bullpen yet.
I don't think he's left. I think he's been there since the sixth.
As the pitch comes from Neibauer, that's ball four. So Sickler walks for the second time off of Adam Neibauer, and that's going to bring the catcher, Trevor Johnson, to the plate.
Coming to bat for the Hinkley Knights, catcher number three, Trevor Johnson.
Adam's walked that guy twice, Sickler. He ran last time, Randy. I don't know about down three running, though. It was only a two-run game before. I don't know. I'm going to try. I'm going to
like
quit.
Putting the hit and run on. Let's see. Trevor Johnson to the plate. He is 1-for-4 today. And the pitch from Neibauer outside of ball, 1-0.
That's got to be a dozen balls in the dirt that Schmitz has gobbled up, 11 of 12.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. It's been a lot of them. Not only from Neibauer, but from Jokola as well. Fastball, right there it is. At the belt, and 1-1.
The thing of it is with Neibauer, Randy, in the zone, he talks zone. He doesn't really, I mean, as no pitcher should, doesn't really put it very meaty. He lives on the fringe.
Ball and a strike. Curveball. Just missing outside, and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Sickler will lead from first.
Bigger lead now.
And the pitch from Neibauer. Fastball right there down the middle in 2-2. Taking all the way was Johnson. Going to take the bat off his shoulder there. Two balls, two strikes. Neibauer works from the stretch. And here's a shot to right field. That's a solid base hit. Cam Miller. Ooh. Luckily, just gets the tip of the glove on it to knock it down. That almost went through the wickets. And first and second with number three hitter, Isaiah Haas, coming to the plate.
And he's due. He's 0-for-4 on the game, Randy, but he's the three hitter, and he's representing the tying run. So it's a big spot right here.
Nothing from Blaine out of the Richmond dugout. He's going to go with his right-hander for the moment.
Barring a pickoff, T.J. Johnson will get a shot to hit here tonight yet.
The kick, the pitch. Neibauer's pitch outside a ball and 1-0. Hinkley Knights team Kirby has only gone 1-2-3 once today. That was in the very first inning.
It was a long time ago, 2.5 hours ago.
Pitches high for a ball and 2-0.
Falling behind. Winkles has gone from spectator to heating up.
Got the first two outs here in the eighth inning. Corey Schmidt, the second baseman on deck. Neibauer kicks, delivers, fastball. He had a good cut on 2-0, follows it back and out of play in the count 2-1.
Hayes bounced out to Bacchus at short to end the first, bounced out to Jokola in the third, flew out to Thielen in the fifth, flew out to Miller in the sixth. 0-for-4.
2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch from Neibauer. That's low and 3-1.
The flame came on in relief in the fifth. Zeros in the sixth and seventh. He's trying to keep another one up there in the eighth.
Three balls, one strike. The runners there leads from first and second. The Neibauer pitch. This is hit to left center field. Thielen coming on. Will not make the catch. It's going to score one run. Here comes the throw in. Not in time, and Sickler comes across a two-out run for the Hinkley Knights and a single off the bat of Isaiah Haas.
Good at-bat right there by Isaiah. Randy, we talked about he was 0-for, and then he just punching that one to left center as Ottman comes out of the dugout. Seeing a look down into the bullpen as it looks like that
Blaine Ottman having a discussion with
the ump now.
And I don't know what that is. They're saying maybe an injury visit instead of an official visit. They're thinking Neibauer maybe has got something wrong.
Haas will. Well, Neibauer coming out of the game. Is that
interesting?
Well, leaving his glove on the field. He jogs off. Blaine hasn't really moved.
I think he's going to come back and pitch.
With a different glove or a different jersey?
Well,
he hasn't gone to Winkles yet.
No. This is interesting.
Different belt?
Comes back out of the dugout.
He's coming right back out. So Neibauer just, I don't know what, I have no idea what's going on here.
We're left clueless as to what happened out there, but.
Not a good look for you and I.
No.
Tried to avoid clueless my entire life. As they are going to call that, okay. Maybe what Blaine is bringing up here is
that a mound visit?
It wasn't a mound visit, but I can't imagine if Fisco is much farther with Neibauer on the mound this inning that Winkles wouldn't go to the pen anyway. But Blaine just crossing his T's and dotting his lowercase J's. So
I don't know what it was. Neibauer left the glove in baseball with Blaine on the mound.
You got the go-ahead run in the box now runs.
Corey Schmidt represents the go-ahead run, the tying run on base. Trevor Johnson at second, Isaiah Haas at first. Schmidt with a base hit today, taps this one back to Neibauer on the mound. His high throw to Holthaus, but Holthaus able to pull it in, and that's going to do it. One pitch, one out. Knights done here in the eighth inning with just one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on. After eight innings, 8-6, Richmond, we're back in 30.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Ninety-ninth State Amateur Baseball Tournament. The bracket is all but set for weekend number two. We're just waiting on one more, and it's the game we're at, Randy Rothstein. As I'll give you updates what happened. Loretto defeated Waterville 10-7. They'll take on Bird Island. Watkins, you heard this last night, beat Pierce 6-5. Watkins takes on Red Wing next Friday, 7:30. Randy and Kurt on the call. Webster with their first state tournament win in a while over Milroy. Webster takes on Monticello. Cold Spring Rockies 20-4 over New York Mills. Rockies 4:30 next Sunday in Faribault taking on Watertown. It was Stark defeating Dundas 9-8. Stark will play Bemidji next Sunday at 11. Buckman over Cannon Falls. Buckman will take on Laverne. Waconia over Union Hill. Waconia takes on Fergus Falls. It was Broughton over Gaylord. Broughton will take on Isanti. Wilmer 15-1 over Clinton. Wilmer takes on Delano. Avon 4-3 over Fairmont with a walk-off hit. Avon takes on St. Martin next Saturday night at 7 in Faribault. Urbank over Sartell 4-2. Urbank takes on St. Patrick. Raymond 10-2 over Wanamingo. Raymond takes on Nisswa at 11 next Saturday. El Rosa 3-1 over Montgomery. El Rosa takes on New Ulm Saturday at 11. It was Ada over Plato. Ada takes on Jordan. And Kimball falling to Hutchinson. Hutch wins 12-2. Hutch will take on Bluffton. Randy, to the ninth.
Carter Thielen in the batter's box. The first pitch of all from Damon Rademacher. That pitch comes in outside. And now 2-0. 2-0 to Carter Thielen. Carter had a base hit in his last at bat. 1-for-4 today. Pitch on the corner. There's strike two. Oh, maybe strike one. Two balls, one strike. Thielen swings and misses there, strike two. So 2-2 the count. Carter Thielen, Adam Bacchus, Chase Altshire here in the ninth. And Carter chases that breaking ball from Rademacher, and he's out on strikes.
Tough day for Thielen. He did have that single in the seventh, excuse me. So 1-for-5 on the day. Shortstop, number 8, Adam Bacchus.
Bacchus.
Adam Bacchus to the plate. Adam, 1-for-3 today, hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. He scored a run. Rademacher had just come in the ballgame, had given up a hit to Thielen, and the next pitch was a hit to Bacchus right in the back. Here's the big curveball. Bacchus wasn't giving up any ground there. Rademacher works from the windup. Rademacher's pitch. Bacchus, there he goes. Kirby lays down a beautiful bunt. They're not going to get the speedy Adam Bacchus. Kirby had said this earlier with the third baseman, Osmus, playing back so far. When is he going to do it?
There yeah, go. I mean, Adam's a buddy of mine, and he, if he's listening back to this, my fault, Bucky, but just not the hitter he used to be, so he's looking to get on base at different avenues. And if the third baseman's playing behind the bag at third, he's more than willing to put the bunt down and get on base.
That'll bring Chase Altshuler to the plate. Chase so far today, a couple walks, a base hit, reached on an error. He's been on base 4 of his 5 plate appearances, and the first pitch is strike to Chase, 0-1.
Big RBI single his last time up in the 7th off Rademacher, scoring Dusty. Richmond maybe probably should have got another one that inning.
Altshuler at the plate, the count 0-1, and time called by Chase.
We haven't said hello to too many people today, but I would like to say hello to Randy Schoenberg right now, listening back at his place, Runts. I'm sure he's cheering on the Royal Blue.
Absolutely. Altshuler drives it to right field. Boy, he got in front of that one. That goes over the batting cage, over everything. Wants to find the cornfield and fall ground. Oh, he turned on that pitch. And way out in front of it, 0-2.
Tough to keep those fair. And on the hands.
That small body packs a lot of punch, though. Altshuler rips this down the right field line, and that's going to be a fair ball. We'll see Bacchus turn on the afterburners. That ball is way in the corner. Here comes Bucky. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's not in time. Safe on a bang-bang play at home plate. And Altshuler ends up on second with a double. That was fair by inches down the right field line. You had the right fielder. He was even playing him to pull. And still snuck it into that corner, and it was tough for the right fielder to pick up the ball out there, Lucas Willis. And Bacchus never stopped.
Chase does it again for Richmond. Randy had the RBI single in the 7th and pounds this one into that right field corner once again to push that lead back up to 3.
Here comes Cam Miller to the plate. Cam with a hit, a walk, and now another base hit as this will find right field. And not able to make the play is the second baseman, Schmidt. He knocked it down. He always plays on the grass, and he was way out in right field when he finally knocked it down. But Cameron Miller, with a base hit, puts runners at first and third. Altshuler ends up on third.
Cam, another two-hit game here.
Two walks.
He just gets it done, doesn't he?
Yeah. Altshire's been on base 5 times. Miller on base 4 times. I mean, can you ask any more out of that top of the order?
No. I mean, unless they hit home runs 9 times, I guess. But, yeah.
Well, we'll ask that on the number 3 guy, right? Yeah. Cole Schmitz to the plate. He's got a base hit that scored a run back in the 2nd.
He'd love to put this one on ice right here.
Yes, he would. 9-6 Richmond, and he hits this a long ways. This is going back. This is going back by the fence and making the catch. Altshuler will tag, and it's 10-6. On the sack fly, that was in deep left center field. On the run, Sickler making a catch, a basket catch, right in front of the fence.
That was a long way, Randy. I mean, he hits that in Richmond. It's gone by, 10, 15 feet. He hits that in Roscoe or Meyer Grove. It's gone by 30, 40 feet. Yeah. But got a run in. That's what he wanted to do, and just got under it a little bit. And the Royals now with a 4-run lead.
Oh, 2 huge insurance runs heading to the bottom of the 9th inning. Cam Miller still the base runner at first as Holthaus takes inside a ball. And 1-0. Sam, he's been on base 4 times today. 3 walks, a hit batter, and he's got a sacrifice fly. He's getting it done. Rademacher kicks, delivers, and Holthaus will take a strike belt high and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Richmond hoping to punch that ticket to next Sunday and a rematch with Dumont. Ball and a strike. Holthouse, ooh, that's a nice pitch on the outside corner. He watches it sail into the mitt of catcher Trevor Johnson.
Let's get three outs before you get that pen on the bracket yet, Runcie, huh?
One and two. Wonder if Miller's going to go here. Ball and two strikes. No, he hangs on. Holthouse swings and misses. He's out on strikes. They say a foul tip, and that'll do it for the Royals in the ninth. They come up with two big runs, two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one left on base. We played 8.5, Richmond 10, and Hinkley 6. We're back in 30.
Do you have wireless dead spots in your home or business? Well, Albany Mutual Telephone can help. Let our team of professionals maximize your wireless internet signal where you need it most. With our managed Wi-Fi, we offer an industry-leading technology solution that boosts your wireless internet connection. Get managed Wi-Fi from Albany Mutual Telephone today. Call us at 320-845-2101 or visit online at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
Well, it's the last game of the Class C bracket. Waiting for a final here this evening, and the Class C bracket will be down to 32 teams, Kirby.
Yeah, Richmond, man, Runs, you look at, they had that little lull there, third, fourth, fifth, 0-0-0, but then you go 1-1 in the fifth and sixth, and then get those two big ones in the eighth. Those two in the eighth, huge right now for the blood pressure of the Speckfield Natives, but it's just a it's been a fun one tonight, and yeah, we're just ready to fill out that bracket once more, right?
Or two in the ninth.
Two in the ninth, excuse me, yes.
The eighth inning we had runners on, just couldn't get them in. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a test for Adam Neibauer, Kirby. He's going to get to face the Sean Asmus. He's going to get to face the T.J. Johnson. He's going to get to face Lucas Willis. I mean, these are the big sticks in their lineup. We'll see what Neibauer can do. Second time through for these guys facing Adam Neibauer in the first pitch to Sean Asmus. Is a strike call on the outside corner and 0-1.
All important strike one, Randy.
Neibauer, since coming in, has given up three hits and three walks, and Asmus follows this back and out of play. That's what you like to see. Up in the count here at 0-2 for Adam Neibauer.
Can't give free bases. Especially with that guy on deck.
Exactly. 0-2 the count. Let's get this one out. Neibauer kicks, delivers, and a swing and a miss. Takes a little bit off of it, and Asmus down on strikes.
So hard to stay back on that stuff, Randy. You lived it. You know, try to wait, then be quick. It's tough to do. You get the two insurance runs in the top of the ninth, and now you get to get that all-important out number one.
T.J. Johnson, you just go right at this guy, Kirby. You got a four-run cushion right now. You go at him. You don't get funny. You don't get fancy. Johnson will take high for a ball 1-0.
Hit it to 52 for all you care?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, I mean, he swings so hard at pitches. Let's start throwing him some off-speed. But he comes with a fastball right down the middle in 1-1. One ball, one strike. A lot of the Richmond fans standing right now down that third base line behind their dugout. Here's a swing and a miss by Johnson. He's one of those hard swingers, Kirby.
Your kind of guy. Your kind of guy. Like cut from Randy's claw.
Yeah, 1-2. 1-2.
Joe Stengler, Cole Schmitz.
Neibauer comes home. Pitch inside and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on for Hinkley here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Cole needed one more in the dirt, right?
Why not? Schmitz has been good behind the plate today, really good. The 2-2 pitch coming from Adam Neibauer to T.J. Johnson, and that's low and away. And the count full at 3-2.
A little zip here in the ninth, Randy. Maybe emptying the tank a little bit?
Probably. Neibauer showing us a good fastball. 3-2 the count. Adam Neibauer rocks and fires, and here's a fly ball that's going to go foul and out of play. And the count stays at 3-2.
Good contingency of Richmond people down that third baseline, Randy. They're ready to crack a victory beer open.
You know, it's interesting. How does a guy that swings as good, and we've been impressed with him at the plate, how does he bat sixth? It's like, where's 3-4? There's Neibauer's fastball. Whoa! Hits Adam right in the foot, and he hobbles over to the ball, but that was a line drive taken right back at Neibauer. Did it hit him in the bottom of the shoe or something?
I think it was maybe more like calf.
He's saying, I'm okay, man.
Yeah. If it got him flush, that was tattooed.
Oh.
He's on the mound. He's ready to go. Told Blaine to go away.
Yeah,
base umpire.
Bouncing with that
shoe. They're gonna make. I think they're going to make him throw a pitch. Think he comes with the Ephus on this one?
Unbelievable.
Right down the middle.
On Broadway, yep. Well, TJ Johnson did not get cheated on that swing.
As we had anticipated.
I just go back to the day we had that discussion about aluminum bats and stuff and all that. They were. And it's, you look at a wood bat and what he just did there as the pitch coming to Lucas Willis, and that's a ball 1-0.
Add another 10 miles an hour exit velocity on that, and what? He's got a hole in his leg?
Yeah, you kind of wonder. Here's the pitch to Willis. There's a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1.
Holthaus holding the runner on here, Randy.
Given the left-handed hitter that whole right side? Yeah, interesting.
I'd get. Can I put my headset down quick?
Ball, one strike, time called by Willis at the plate. I think he's done that a few times today.
Not a Hinkley guy.
He's walked twice, had a base hit, 1-2 on the evening. Fastball, a swing and a miss by Willis. Strike two. 1-2 the count. By the way, thank you for joining us tonight and this afternoon and all day on KASM 1150 AM, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and we do stream online at mychasm.com. The 1-2 pitch coming, and Willis takes strike three called. He's out looking. That was right down the middle, and I think Willis was looking for something funny there, Kirby.
Well, so when you have that Ephus runs, you almost have to respect it sometimes when you get later in the count. But Neibauer, as we had mentioned earlier, he could still come with that heater and comes with a fastball. You know, might have split the plate in half, basically, right there.
That'll bring the designated hitter, Jared Brennan, to the plate. He is the eighth man in the order with two outs and one on. Time called by Cole Schmitz. Cole wanted to go through that count again. Or actually, the pitch call.
His pitch count is broken?
Yeah. The relief staff from Richmond has come into the dugout. So nobody is down in the bullpen anymore. This is Neibauer's game, I think, right now, Kirby. Win or lose. Up by four. Breaking ball. Beauty. A strike called and 0-1.
Well, if Winkles isn't loose from his hour-long
bullpen
session, DJ has already made his way back in.
No balls. One strike. Two, Brennan. Pitch outside, a ball, and 1-1. Brennan has faced Neibauer twice. He grounded out and struck out. Brennan's pitch, or actually the pitch from Neibauer, a strike on the outside corner to Brennan, and 1-2.
Hinkley down to their final strike.
A ball and two strikes with TJ Johnson out at first. The Royals lead is four here in the bottom of the ninth. Neibauer, one little nod to Cole Schmitz, and the right-hander's pitch. Outside and high and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Approaching the three-hour mark on this game, Randy.
10-6 our score. Here's the pitch. Curveball a little bit high. There was that Ephus in 3-2. Brennan had that bat packed it a little bit and then said, no, that's high. Didn't bring it through the strike zone. So we'll see Johnson off. We'll see the first baseman, Holthaus, play behind him. And here's a loop to Bacchus. He reaches for it and makes the catch in left field. Adam Bacchus going out. And the Royals win this one here tonight, 10-6. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. Your final, Richmond 10, Hinkley 6. It's at 8 next Sunday in Faribault.
15C, 3-0. We're back in 30 seconds right here on Chasm Radio.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Randy and Kirby back with you at Meesville as the Richmond Royals have completed the Class C tournament with a 10-6 victory today over the Hinkley Knights, Kirby Hemish. And guess what? Your buddy Chase Altshire, player of the game out there on the field.
He's going home to Hardee's tonight with a new player of the game t-shirt. As Chase, Randy, how big were those wall bangers he peppered in the seventh and ninth? He gets that RBI double in the ninth. And RBI in the seventh, and hear what Chase said down there. He said it. First Richmond State tournament win since 1998. 24 years waiting. Exhale, Richmond.
Wow.
You're on to the second round with a W.
Let's go fill the bars in Richmond. Let's go celebrate, Royals.
Is there some sort of song they sing after victories?
I think so. It might be sung yet tonight. 10 runs for the Royals this evening on 10 hits. They committed one error, left 12 on base. For Hinkley, 6 runs, 9 hits. They committed one error and left 11 on base. The winning pitcher is Adam Niebauer, who comes in the fifth inning in relief of Luke Jokela. And Niebauer, stellar through that 6th, 7th, 8th. He gave up a run in the 8th and 9th inning, a scoreless 9th. Niebauer, great victory for the Richmond Royals. The loss will go to their starter, and that starter was right-hander Ben Sickler. Kirby, you can't say enough what Niebauer did out there. You can't say enough about that insurance runs that Richmond got in the top of the ninth, because you look at Johnson's on first base. The tying run's always at home plate.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got a 4-run lead. That's huge.
That was really big. I mean, Elshire gets that big RBI double. Miller gets one through. Schmitz gets the sack fly to get those two more. Those are the nice exhale pitches. You can tell the guys in the bullpen maybe calm down a little bit. You can tell Niebauer, hey, maybe you don't have to be as cute. Let's throw some strikes right here. Big win for Richmond. They'll take on 130 a date. You said it. They get old Jordan Roos and Dumont's revenge from last year's opening round.
The revenge match. And, you know, that Sunday is going to feature the Richmond and Dumont game and then the Cold Spring Rockies play later.
Watertown. Yeah.
Watertown.
Same park.
Faribault. Yep. So. Chasm staff will be there covering that ball game on Sunday. Saturday, we got a couple games.
Might be some Ricori grads in the stands.
One game on Saturday.
Saturday at the moment, we're going to go with
St. Martin.
El Rosa at 11 and then St. Martin at 7.
El Rosa at 11, St. Martin at 7. And then Friday night, we have Watkins playing, and they'll be at 7 o'clock. Watkins will. And that ball game will be on KASM as well. So, yeah. Be a lot of fun next weekend. Some great ball games coming up.
So we lose a team with Kimball and gain one with St. Martin.
Yeah. So we still got five teams following.
Still fighting with five. Randy, congrats to Blaine Ottman and the Royals on the victory here. Our game brought to you by our sports boosters, Albany Mutual Telephone, Corky's Bar in Richmond, B&S Excavating, Columbia Gear, Rambo, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water, Pep's Pork, Dairyland Supply, Shady's Long Shot, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Pub, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Lake Henry Implement, El Rosa Lumber, Albany and Richmond A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Brinkey's Liquor, Plantenberg's Processing, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill, bringing you state tournament baseball.
We can't thank Sam Flaw enough, Kirby, back at the studios.
Flawless Sam, no way. Flawless. He did job again today.
Sam, thank you so much for a monster Saturday and a monster Sunday working for us at KASM Radio. Yeah, we're going to sign it off. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here on KASM tonight. Your final score, Richmond 10, Hinkley 6. Sam, it's all yours, buddy.